This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 9/10/2018, the 10th of the month. The month's almost half gone already. Oh, my word. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, coming to you from the planet that you have been given. You are the beneficiary, ladies and gentlemen. I am on the only land which honors this relationship by law, the States United of America, and you are listening to the Power Hour radio show, thepowerhour.com. Thepowerhour.com is our website. It's that time again. Great broadcast we have scheduled. James McCanney, one of our favorites. My favorite. Can I say that publicly? No, I just did. Love when James comes on. James will be on in about 30 minutes, so he's going to be on for an hour and a half. Very good. The elections are coming up. James McCanney is an expert at analyzing elections, election possible fraud, the ways that they could do it. We're going to go over that and what's coming up for that for the midterms. Very cool. We have a lot of news stories. You can go to thepowerhour.com, see today's news chock full. Moscow is accusing America of using white phosphorus on Syrian citizens at a bombing raid. Yes, we're bombing Syria. I think we'll ask James about that, and I think we may have a guest tomorrow. I think we're trying to get Scott Bennett to talk about that also. So I'm not going to get into it too much. What's going on here? I don't know. We're using white phosphorus? Isn't that what we accused Assad of using? Why we demonize him? I don't know. But that's going on. China. We know that China was hacking Hillary Clinton's emails now. There's proof that we even know the company is going to a state-owned. It's crazy. At the same time, we have Jeff Sessions, who's doing nickel and Annie charges on Republican congressmen for some kind of campaign fraud, like, you know, some nickel and dime thing. And we got the biggest, most indictable person in just about the history of the world who can't seem to get anything to stick to her or even begin the charge. I don't know. But we'll talk about that with James. We'll continue on. Important things I'm going to talk about before. We've been having an ongoing discussion about the Constitution, about who you are. You know, who are you? Whose are you? Where is your standing? What power do you have, don't you have, what have you? Where that relates to law, natural law, not just constitutional rights. We don't have constitutional rights. It's natural law where the Bible's tied in, natural law, philosophers of the centuries all came together. Adam Locke came together to inspire our founding fathers for this idea of freedom. We just want to be free. Okay, what's our justification for that freedom? What's our justification for picking up this gun? The overriding justification, of course, was a spiritual one in America. Anybody who tells you different, the moral authority came from a religious point of view, but natural law also entwined into that. We've been talking about parallel, entities, parallel construction. That Buckminster Fuller, one of the greatest quotes I've ever heard about politics. If you want to fight a system, you don't fight the system. You create a competing system and give the energy to that. So the Constitution, they didn't fight it. We've talked about the. I've pointed out four key pivot points in America. Of course, there's many others, but these are the four major ones that we're going to talk about. One was Andrew Jackson, who fought off the central banks. Huge victory. Andrew Jackson's a hero. Hero. If you're going to make a Mount Rushmore of presidents, he should be on it. The Civil War time, right after that, we lost. Everything intertwined to that, it gets mixed up. But the core thing of that is states' powers got eroded and federal encroachment came. From there, the corporate U.S. government was created. Then we know the Federal Reserve, the time of 1913, all really up through Roosevelt, Social Security, all of that. That time there, huge defeat. And then, of course, in the 50s, 60s, getting prayer out of school was the last nail in the coffin to create the pathway, a parallel world of a post-constitutional United States. Some people say, well, we live in a post... No, we do not live in a post-constitutional United States. Please get that. We are in some of the most unique times you could possibly imagine right now. we're in a transition period. We're like in between. We're on the fence. We're not in one. We're not in the other. We're not in a post-constitutional world. We're not in a constitutional world, at least our constitution, the beginning of it, so to speak. And there's a lot of nuances to that, and we're going to talk about that. So you have the power. You have the energy. The price of freedom is what, as our founding father said? It's eternal vigilance. You know, Thomas Jefferson is credited with saying this. I don't think he actually said it. He's credited with saying it's a great quote anyway. Any government big enough to give you everything you want is strong enough to take everything you have. And that's what we think. That's socialism. That's social justice, really. But let's go back to around the time of 1913. And I'm trying to get you to understand this parallel world, this parallel law, parallel construction of government. Imagine you're going down the road, on the highway. It's super nice, I-20, headed towards Alabama, whatever. Just super nice, super clean, whatever. And all of a sudden you come on construction. Well, the construction people divert you off I-20, and they got cones, and they got everything, and they put you on another road. Now, you're still going where you think you're headed, but you're not on I-20 anymore. But you're going parallel to I-20, but you're not going on I-20, but you're going the same way. So does it matter? I am not against police, and I've said I'm so for police. Actually, I'm for it should be sheriffs and sheriff's deputies, because that's constitutional, because they have accountability to an election. That's real constitutional policing authority. But be that as it may, I'm not against police. I'm against police state. So the parallel universe, if the Constitution is a perfect I-20 highway interstate, the parallel universe they created in 1913, they completely broke off in physical form with this U.S. citizen type thing. Federal Reserve, all this, the bankers fully took control and pulled right apart the seams, our Constitution, in open view to anybody who cared to see. Right after that came the war. You see how they did that? Boom. It's like we did it in secret and then war right after. Boom. Yeah. So these parallel. So the police now, and you're seeing John Whitehead where all the SWAT team raids or whatever, the police are no longer, they may think this, but in essence, when brought down to brass tacks, they don't work for George Washington's America. They work for the construction company. You're on the road, and the construction company takes you on this new way, and they have the cones or whatever, and they take you to this new area, and the police are there. They make sure you can't go where the trucks go or what have you. The police on this new road that they're pushing us all on, they, the controllers, the syndicate, the wannabe controllers, the syndicate, the Luciferians, the illusion that they're giving you, that the police are still working for you and supporting the Constitution. They're not. They're supporting the construction company now, which is this new parallel universe. Go back to, where's my sheet here? This point is so important. Go back to the suspension clause of the United States Constitution. And you say, well, what they're doing is illegal. It's unconstitutional. Well, in some realm, in some way, it's perfectly legal what they're doing. And I'm going to kind of tell you how they did it. The suspension clause of the United States Constitution specifically included an English common law procedure in Article 1, Section 9, Clause 2. It demands, quote, the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless when in cases of rebellion or invasion the public safety may require it. So it's a suspension of power. In France, I think it's called the Siege Act. Hitler called it Article 48, or it was Article 48 in Germany and Britain. Britain has a term also. In times of emergency. Well, in 1917, what was going on? There's a war, World War One. Well, it should be called the Great War. It's not. They didn't know it was World War One. The war to end all wars. Remember that? Well, anyway, an act. You hear quoting right from the Act itself, Trading with the Enemies Act, an act to define, regulate, and punish trading with the enemy and for other purposes. So the U.S. was certainly involved in World War One in 1917. At that point, it was recognized, quote, there were probably enemies of the United States or allies of the enemies of the United States living within the continental borders of our nation in a time of war. An emergency, quasi-emergency, was declared. The War Powers Act was used, Trading with the Enemies Act. So, of the Constitution, they took from the Constitution, they began to separate that, Federal Reserve came in, now they're going to go even further. Where a constitutional dictatorship, basically is what happened, it was given to some point, lesser degree, against foreign enemies, right? The president could do whatever he wants against foreign enemies. And it says, in the actual Trading with Enemies Act from 1917 that this power could only be done on, quote, other than citizens of the United States. It says that right in the act. The president may investigate. Here are the exact words. The president may investigate, regulate, prohibit under such rules and regulations as he may prescribe by any means of license or otherwise any transaction, foreign exchange, export, or earmarkings of gold or silver coin or bullion or currency, transfers of credit, blah, blah, blah. Other than credits relating solely to transactions to be executed wholly within the United States. So what happened? 1933 came around. And in Section 2 of the Act of March 9th, 1933, it is an amendment. I apologize. I'm trying to read through these statutes. You know how government statutes are. So I'm trying to get to the meat of this. So we see we're now going to amend Section 5. They're going to amend Section 5 in this Act of March 1933. The amended version reads the same thing that I just read to you. And the end of it says, by any person within the United States or any place subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Okay, do you see what just happened? Using the War Powers Act that was enacted under the Constitution under, I told you the article, the suspension clause of the Constitution, which is Article 1, Section 9, that habeas corpus, basically the Constitution, your natural rights, can be suspended temporarily in cases of emergency. In 1917, the president could take all power over all transactions involving enemies, even those on United States soil, but not subject to jurisdiction. Basically, enemies that are here, subversives, whatever. It makes sense. We're in war. That was never suspended. It was never changed. It was never eradicated. 1933, did they eradicate it? Did they expel it? No. They just amended it. And what did they do to amend it? They said, now, by any person within the United States or any place subject to the jurisdiction thereof. The parallel lane that 1871, the corporate United States began to move in a real physical way. I mean, there were other things, but that's the point. 1930, the bankers in the late 1800s, they moved against education, hard, evolution, all this, the banking interests. They tried to get a central bank. 1913, they finally did. You know, 1917, the War Powers Act, where they basically suspended the Constitution. In 1933, instead of amending this because the war's now over, they went further. Now it says it includes anybody, even person within the United States. The parallel lane that they had created was now fully formed. And the post-constitutional jurisdiction there that they had created was now codified by law in the United States. You see that? I'm going to go on the other side, and hopefully I'm going to prove it to you. And then what further, what Congress did in 1973 and 1977, they got rid of it for the president in 76, but they took it to themselves. Stay tuned.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna is great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the Revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
So in one swoop, the conspirators working behind the scenes had already captured the you know, we talk about the battle for the Constitution. We lost the big battle. We haven't lost the war, but we lost the big battle. Was 150 years ago. We lost. And now we're living on the trails of it and coming and we're trying to get our moorings. They haven't pushed. The conspirators haven't pushed all the way because we still have some sense. We think, well, this road is fine. What's wrong with these cones and stuff? This is fine. We can just stay on this road and go on this lane and get to where we're going. There's no problem. And the police, we need to support police. Please take an oath to the Constitution. We need, you know, everything had the illusion. What did the Savior say in the New Testament? He said, you don't put new wine in old bottles. That's the lesson here. It's like that's what the same thing I'm telling you about schools and go trying to fix school systems. You can't put new wine. You can't change. You can't fix that system. So what did the conspirators do? They just said, okay, we're going to create a competing system. We're going to create another construction lane. So we're going to take everybody down this lane and we're going to make it, give it all the trappings of like it was before, but it's going to be different. And so the police then are enforcing. Why are they doing all these raids? Because they're enforcing this police, this growing police state, socialism that's coming on. What's the plan? The great plan is socialism, the power of the state, all these things. That's why they had to get rid of God out of school, ladies and gentlemen. Had to. Because you couldn't manipulate America away from it, away from the Constitution completely. We know their goal. Okay, now you might be listening. You might be a new listener. You may think, what in the world is this guy talking about? I'm going to point out something that is right there in front of our face. And that will absolutely prove what I'm telling you. And so, don't sit there and say, well, he's some tinfoil hat wearing nut. This will prove it. And when you get this and you start to see the magnitude of it and start to all wash over you and you get to feel it and you get to see it, it's going to click in your mind and it's going to be, my God, dear God, help us. And you're going to fall on your knees at some point and you're going to just beg God or whoever you pray to, or you're going to meditate and you're going to say, oh my God, please help us. What's one of the very first things Roosevelt did after this great power was given him by this amendment to the Trading with the Enemies Act of 1917? What's the first thing he did? The first thing, or near the first thing he did, by executive order, he stopped doing gold coins at the mint, and then he took all the gold. Okay, it's Trading with the Enemies Act. Did he do it from some foreign enemy? Was there some enemy on the soil against America that was here that needed to be their money taken away from them? Was it Germany? Was it Russia? He created the executive order to take the gold away from you, the American people. Who was the enemy? This is a fact. And all the gold and all the wealth and all the power had been concentrated now in the president. The constitutional suspension, the suspension clause, the color of law had been used and their legal standing. In 1973, on the congressional record, it says we've been under a state of emergency since 1917. It says that under, I think, Exhibit 10. 76, Congress said, well, we're going to take the power back from the president. We're going to get rid of this. We're going to straighten this out. So what did they do? They took it from the president. Did they erase it? No, they took it to themselves. Now Congress has that power. In 77, they made a law. Here, I can read it to you, where they could do experiments on the American people. Why do you think aspartame's legal? Why do you think, you know, vaccines, all this crap they're putting in vaccines, chemtrails, whatever? Well, it's legal. It's legal on this new construction road we're on this parallel universe that we're on, this parallel world that we think is one thing, but it's totally not. It's an illusion. Who's their master? Lucifer. All this socialism is trying to erase all this, everything, to take everything from you, take all the power from you. That's what all this is about. All these politicians, vast majority of them are just political whores, hacks, just they are instrumentalities of the syndicate. The whole thing. There's one thing out of all of this that is more important than my life, your life, a lot of our lives combined, and it's the Declaration of Independence and the real Constitution, where the authority and power and dominion is held with us. And what I just told you, when you let it wash over you and you understand the ramifications of it, you may think, dear God, we're in a bad way. Yeah, we are. Yep, we are. And ask yourself this, what have you done to help our republic this week? Did you read the Declaration of Independence? Do you even know what it is? If you haven't, I don't. What do you want me to do? They're going to win. If you're ignorant. Stay tuned. James McKinney on the other side. God, I love you, ladies and gentlemen. I love you. I want us to, we're going to succeed. We got to get together here. Stay tuned.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Republican Representative Ron DeSantis announced he is resigning from his Congress seat to focus on his race for Florida governor, his campaign confirmed earlier today. DeSantis sent Speaker of the House Paul Ryan a letter and said he would be resigning immediately and that it would be inappropriate for him to collect a salary from the House because he plans on missing a majority of the chamber's remaining days in session. Sanders was asked about that anonymous op-ed piece and what, if anything, the White House was doing to find out who penned the op-ed.
We're certainly focused on things that actually matter, and the staff here that is here to do their job and not undermine the great work that this president and this administration has done, and we're going to continue focusing on that. It's frankly, I think, sad and pathetic that a gutless, anonymous source could receive so much attention from the media.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for your support, for your prayers, for your purchases, all these things, for your attention, for your donations. Thank you. 877-817-9829, that's the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. Of course, all the great products that help you bless your life. Of course, magnesium oil, the gel we had Martin Patel on last week, the Prill Beads, the Himalayan, that Himalayan salt, I'm just not, there's different Himalayan salts. It's fantastic, the one that we offer at the Power Mall. And then this week, of course, Robert Redfern. Everything's on sale from Robert Redfern. He has some of the things that Sherry Rogers, the Alpha Lipoic Acid R, the full spectrum vitamin E, along with the other great things he sells, and Dr. Group's products, all on sale this week. We need your support. That's how we stay here. Your purchases. You're blessed. We're blessed. We're together. We're moving forward on the truth. And so thank you very much. 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. And speaking of truth and warriors for the truth, we have the great James McCanny is here. He comes on periodically, of course, one of our absolute favorites. We love him, and so glad he spends time with us. James, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel. Great to be here.
Yes, for those of you who don't know, if anybody
in listening, maybe new people who don't know you. You're a scientist, a tier one scientist. You have taught it to dual subject professorship at Cornell. You were best friends with Carl Sagan. Just kidding. I always have to rib you about that. And you are an absolute expert on computer model or mathematical models about elections and those kind of things. You did a lot with the Donald Trump Hillary Clinton election, and you see some things coming up here in less than two, three months in the midterms that concern you, and that's the main thing we're going to talk about here in this first segment. So why don't you go ahead?
Yeah, just to recap, November, actually I started around September before the 2016 election, and I started to see trends, and basically I wrote a white paper, which I presented on the Power Hour, by the way, with the 10 top cheating methods that would be used in the 2016 election. And then after the election, I did another analysis, and I added an 11th one, which came out during the Jill Stein recounts, where they were simply doubling the vote for Hillary Clinton at the precinct when they would write down the vote and then send it up to the next level. And then when they did the recount, they found that the boxes of votes had been, all of them had the tape ripped off, and so they couldn't recount them. And in something like 981 precincts in Detroit, for example, they could not recount because the boxes had been tampered with. So in those three states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, there was tremendous voter fraud at the local level. And so right now we're heading into midterms, and the Democrats are not doing well. Let's just, if you look at their turnout, they even have Obama out thumping the campaign, which is unprecedented. No president, Bush never did it. Clinton never did it. None of the presidents ever went out and hit the campaign trail if there was a for their political party, and Obama's doing that. So, but the bottom line is there's going to be unprecedented cheating. They thought that Hillary Clinton was going to win in 2016, and they were cheating like crazy. She had 17 million cheating votes in that election and still lost. So they know they got to push it to the limit. They got to pull out all the stops because it could be the end of the Democratic Party as we know it. And so their hope is to win the House so they can impeach Trump. That's their goal.
Let me interject here. We saw just recently, a month or so ago, and we had Rick Saccone on last week, who lost the election there in Pennsylvania for the House, the open seat. It was him versus, I can't remember the guy's first name, Lamb, the Democrat. I can't remember his first name, but it was Rick Saccone versus Lamb. And Lamb won by, some narrow margin. They came up with 700-800 votes or whatever. And this is in a district where Trump won by 20 points. Won by 20 points in the election. I just have such a hard time believing that he lost. Can you give us an insight? Because this seems like kind of a portent of things to come.
Exactly. And, yeah, that's exactly what you're going to see in these big race locations. So they are prepping to, I mean, that's their only possible way of winning is to cheat. And so they have, like I say, they couldn't believe that Hillary lost. And oddly enough, she blamed, one of the very first people she blamed was George Bush Sr., who is a Republican. The whole Bush family was behind Hillary Clinton, which is pretty odd. But they, that's the Washington elite. And Trump stood to, dethrone all of them, in which he has summarily done. And that's still in process, of course. But, yes, this Pennsylvania race, there's no question in my mind that there was a tremendous amount of cheating that went on there. And we're going to see that all over the country.
So you said, on the show, you brought up the 10 methods of cheating. You found an 11th. the more you look, the more you find. This is crazy, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't you just go over, maybe explain for the layman, people are listening. Okay, what are some of the ways they're going to cheat, James? You said there's 10. Let's go over a few of the major ones.
Okay, mail-in voting. And so, for example, if you've ever lived in another state, you probably did not unregister to vote when you left. And they will have your name and the fact that you're no longer there on the tax rolls, and you will be voting for the Democratic candidate in that location. That's one. So mail-in votes, pre-voting, and also busing people around from precinct to precinct. So that one person, if you had, say, five buses that had 500 people and they each voted 10 times, all of a sudden you have a tremendous potential for swinging a race that's close. That's the second way. Illegal aliens. In many states, they don't have any way to identify illegal aliens who go in and vote. There are many states like, say, I won't give any for example, but many states, illegals can get identification cards and driver's licenses, which will allow them to vote. And so that's a big chunk. Like if you look at Los Angeles or Las Vegas, where there's a big transient community, or even Florida, where there's a big transient community, that's where they can use those people who are transients, who are there for a short period of time and they're gone, to vote for the Democrats. And so anyway, they are very active in all of these areas. I had 10 different ways, but the one we discovered with the Jill Stein recount was they were actually doubling votes and in these precincts, right at the precinct level, before they sent it up. And when they went back to recount, they discovered that the votes were huge on the side of Hillary Clinton and like zero for Trump. And he still won those three states in spite of the fact that they had this tremendous amount of cheating going on. So the reason I'm saying this is people have to get out and vote, because you're not just voting for the candidate. You're voting. Your vote is going to be you have to vote in such numbers that you have to beat the cheating.
All right, let me try to summarize here. So, with the Jill Stein situation, what she was finding in her recount, basically what she found out in her lawsuit was they couldn't do a proper recount because all the votes had been opened. All the ballot boxes, supposedly, you go into a precinct, it's sealed. The manager of the precinct there, who takes an oath or whatever, everybody watches it. The box is supposed to be sealed with the votes, marked, kind of like a boxer's tape on their hand.
There's a special tape.
All those boxes. Yes. All those boxes were broken. And it just happened to be that every single vote was for Hillary Clinton in the box. Every single freaking one. Every damn one of them. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
But let's go back to illegal. We got a couple minutes or so for the break. Illegal aliens, illegal immigrants. What is the constitutionality of their ability to vote? Is it up to the state to decide this, or in national races, like president or what have you? Let's talk about that.
No. It's only American citizens can vote. Simple. That's the way it is. And what they're doing is trying to bend that, and that's why they want to let as many illegals in as possible. Because if they can win certain key districts where they're pushing that, sanctuary cities, et cetera, then the Democratic Party can take over the House. And this is a basically an agenda where they want control at the federal level. And the way they're doing this is pushing this at the local level. So now that's the key to understand. This is being done at the local level.
At the local level, ladies and gentlemen, right in your backyard.
With the objective of taking over the federal government.
There's the break. On the other side, more with James McCanny. Boy, this is big. This is big, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. So glad you're with us.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
People may say, boy, you sure are paranoid today, Daniel. Or James, it can't be that bad. If it was that bad, somebody would say something. Ladies and gentlemen, people say stuff all the time. Nobody believes them. I'm going to give you a quick story of a friend of mine, a real good friend of my uncle's. I knew him, also a friend of mine. Here's a 12th way, James, you can add to your list. Here's the number 12 way. Excuse me, a friend of mine. He died a few years ago, so he's not here anymore. He would tell the story. He was in charge of the votes, and you know the little district. The people get together. It's four or five people to go over the votes in a certain precinct, and their job is to, you know, handle them and make sure everybody's watching everybody. You understand? He was one of them. This is in Georgia in 2008, the first Obama election. When they go and they're about to count the votes, the box was sealed, they're about to all go and count the votes like they're supposed to do. He says, the FBI busted through the doors and says, we're taking those votes, we're taking that box. And he said, no, you're not. They all did. All four of them said, no, you're not. You can't do this. This is our, you cannot take this box. You have no authority, no jurisdiction here. Then they pulled a gun on him and said, we are taking that box. Well, Bob, my friend, my uncle's real good friend, said, well, you got to show me some ID. So show the badge, whatever, at gunpoint in Georgia, in a small precinct. In 2008, the FBI came in and at gunpoint took the voting box, ladies and gentlemen. I wish to God that my friend is still alive so he could tell that story. But I've heard it. Now you're hearing it secondhand. There's a 12th way, James, for you. And it also highlights why you should be armed at all times. Why the Second Amendment? Why you should have a gun at all times. Go ahead.
They're pulling out all the stops because, you know, in spite of phony polls, the real polls, the people that really understand the numbers, understand that Republicans are turning out in much greater numbers in the primary. This is the most important primary possibly in history, because if the Democrats take the House, they're going to try and impeach Trump, and they have, you know, really no reason for doing that. You know, there's no crime that's been committed of the level that would require impeachment. But, you know, if you look at the all of the lack of prosecution and investigation into the Hillary Clinton crimes, and, you know, there's such a deep state ingrained in Washington, D.C., they're just waiting to somehow get rid of Trump. And so, at any rate, I just want to stop there. It's not paranoia. It's like, say, measuring the room that you're in. You take a tape measure and you measure how big the room is. These are measurements. This is not me reading web pages. This is my personal mathematical analysis. I taught statistics at the university level. I taught mathematical analysis, and what I was using was a very common statistical method of that they use in industry all the time, et cetera, where you take actual data and you analyze it. And three different ways of regressive analysis, I have it in my white paper, show that there was extensive cheating in the 2016 presidential election. This is not paranoia. This is not somebody jumping up and down and thinking something. This is actual data. So just to be clear, and it's going to happen again right now, and you can see it happening because that's the only possible way the Democrats can win. Trump won by a vote. They say Hillary won the popular vote. That's completely a lie. Trump won by probably about 17 million votes. And that's how many were illegally thrown over onto the Hillary side.
Wow.
So
that's a lot of votes, James.
A lot of votes. And she was supposed to win by a landslide. That's why she did not even prepare a speech for, what do you call it, for losing.
Conciliation.
Conciliation. Mm-hmm. She didn't.
Okay,
she
couple questions.
Yeah.
A couple questions. You talked about Democrats and wanting to impeach Trump. And at this point, do you think that will completely backfire on them? Or does it matter? Or does it really even matter? They don't care. They're so desperate, they don't care.
They don't care. No, we're dealing with people completely. Well, you got to understand, this is for Republicans and Democrats. A lot of Republicans have dropped out. You will find that like 60 Republican House of Representatives, et cetera, congressmen have dropped out completely, and they're being replaced by other people now. And so you have to understand in your locale. But this was what we call the deep state. These are the people who just had the good old boy system running in D.C. and was greased for them. And just like in old Rome, when the senators made money with the deals, all the corruption was going on. The money was coming in from the front as they moved out into Germany, et cetera, and into England, et cetera. The corruption that existed there destroyed that country. You know, it took them a while for it to happen, but that's what was going on in the United States. And so when Trump went in to drain the swamp, it was literally, you know, I mean, even his Department of Justice today is filled with swamp creatures who are not doing their job. So,
what's the deal with Sessions? I got it. I am so sick of this Jeff Sessions. What is his deal?
Well, my personal opinion is he was someplace along the line compromised. And compromised means they have videos of him in illicit acts or something on paper, something financial, whatever. This is my opinion. And there's no way somebody could act the way he's acting and be on the up and up as part of the Trump team. And so anyway, it's really a very unusual situation. You don't find this ever in the history when you go back to other presidents. They all had at least the Department of Justice that was on their side. You know, I mean, at least, you know, and they are part of the executive branch, remember.
Well, why doesn't Trump fire them? Right before the break, on the other side, we're going to get to how we can overcome this and solutions and some other great topics. Let me ask you point blank right now. Why does he fire them?
The reason that's given is that the backlash, the political backlash would be so, you know, that it would be collusion.
By who?
Obstruction of justice, et cetera.
By who?
You know, by Democrats.
By Anderson Cooper? By Cuomo at CNN? I mean, who cares what they think? My God.
That is the official answer. So anyway, I don't know. There might be other things going on in the background, but I don't know. But it is a rather strange situation.
Perplexing, isn't it? Well, there's the music on the other side. How do we overcome this? And we got some other topics that James wants to bring with us. JMCSCI. JMCCSCI is James' website. It's fantastic research. Just about any subject that you want to find out, go to his website. Be back on the other side. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.